Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the day the Lord hath made. This is the day that Jesus was born. We are celebrating his birthday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we're just praying and crossing our fingers. I have my own Wi-Fi now. I am at home in my living room. So hopefully this is going to work better than sharing it at the hotel. I would like to get through a show. That would be different. And this show especially, that would be fantastic. So without further ado, this is the Carpenters, and we're going to hear them sing "Do You Hear What I Hear?" Merry Christmas.
Let the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with the tail as big as a kite. With the tail as
All right, yes. And we all know that Jesus wasn't really born on December 25th. I'm hoping that everybody knows that. A lot of people don't because they never went to church. They never learned that this isn't the actual day. But nobody really knows what the day is. I wish we did. I really do wish we knew what the day was and that we could celebrate it on the actual day because everybody else gets to celebrate their birthday on the actual day. And I
would be lovely.
Sad. Yeah, I've always been sad that we didn't know what the day actually was. But you know what? At least we celebrate it. And that's the important part is that we do celebrate it. So this is Christmas Day, people. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your loved ones. Enjoy being together if you get to be together. I am unfortunately stuck in Arizona by myself. But, you know, I think of my family. I know they think of me. And a few phone calls will probably fly back and forth later this afternoon. And that's what we've got right now because we live so far apart. But I did get to see them all in October, so not so bad. You know, not so bad. And I have all the memories of Christmases past to rely on, and that does help. So I made pumpkin pie, you know, and I'm the only one here, but I made pumpkin pie. So some of the traditions live on.
I've never tasted that, Jenny.
Huh?
I've never tasted that. I've heard about it, but never tasted it.
Pie?
No.
Well,
no.
Okay, you obviously have not ever been to the States holiday time.
well, you know what? I did go in 1975, but that's many years ago.
Many years ago, yeah, just a few years ago, yeah.
Mm.
Well, you know, honey, if I ever get to see with you, be with you all my holiday time, I'll make you a pumpkin pie. How's that?
Oh,
you'll
right.
be able to taste the pumpkin pie. All right, I have a special song to play right now. This was requested by a very good friend of mine, and at this time of the year, he always thinks about his mama, and she died at age 42. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
It really
does.
Yeah. And she loved roses.
Yes.
She did. She loved roses. And he was thinking of his mama, and he asked me to play Mama Liked the Roses by Elvis.
Yes.
For his mom, in remembrance of her life and how it was also cut short. So here is for my very good friend, dedicated to his mama, Mama Liked the Roses by Elvis.
Beautiful.
Oh, Mama Liked the Roses. She'd grow them in the yard, but winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, Mama liked the roses, and when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for all us kids to see. When I hear the Sunday bells ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing. Oh, Mama liked the roses, most of all, she cared about the way we learn to live and if we said our prayers. You know, I kept the family Bible with the rose that she saved inside. Like
like it found a place to hide.
Oh, mama, like the roses, in such a special way, we bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, mama, like the roses.
Once again, that was dedicated to the mama of a very good friend of mine who died at age 42 in 1981. So,
beautiful song for a beautiful lady.
Yes. And I have to figure that she was a beautiful lady and with a wonderful heart because of the way her son turned out. So that's always a wonderful thought. Me. So, okay, now moving along, Dolly Parton. Do you guys remember her song Coat of Many Colors?
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, where her mama made her a coat out of a box of rags that someone gave them because they didn't have anything else. And what a gift of love that was. And very few understood that, but that was exactly what it was. A gift of love. So Dolly has come out with another song, and it's called Christmas of Many Colors. And we're going to listen to that now.
Thank you.
So hard. You see, they fell in love and married young, and soon their first child came, then another and another. There was no money for a ring. That multicolored Christmas held so many things, joy and tears and miracles, silver linings, golden rings, acceptance and forgiveness. Christmas trees, bended knees, and all that blessed stuff. Now Daddy took a job outside of town for many days, and our mama wasn't happy when Daddy was away. She'd had a premonition that something wasn't right. While he was gone, a big snowstorm trapped us all inside. No fire, no food, no future. Her tears froze on her face. Mama held us in a circle, and she told us all to pray. And then all at once, the room was warm, and the snow outside was gone. And Daddy, standing in the door, he said an angel brought him home. You see, he'd had a miracle of his own. That multicolored Christmas. Many colors that my mama made for me, made only
Yes. Christmas of many colors. And John requested that. So we're still hanging in there with the requests. So, hey,
yes.
keep them coming because I love requests. I mean, you know what a load that takes off me?
Yeah, I'll bet.
So, it's great. No, I love requests. I love the fact that people want to get involved enough to request songs. That is very, very nice. Speaking of songs, this song has been requested during the Christmas season thus far of all the shows I wasn't able to do. This has been requested every show by different people that have done it. I did it first for Pentatonix. There's another one requested from Brandon that I tried to play, and I will play this coming Sunday. And then I have this one as well. There have been a couple others that I haven't played. One per show is enough. You know what I mean? Even though it's a wonderful song. So this is Kenny Rogers and Wynonna Judd doing a version of Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby where angels trod, and when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God?
For different things, but it always sounds great. He knows what he's doing, just like Elvis did. He knows what he's doing, and he knows what's going to turn out. Sounds fantastic. And I heard that, and it didn't matter that I replayed it twice. I needed to play it again. So there we go, and I'll play it again Sunday with somebody else doing it. And it's just one of those songs that you can't help but play over and over.
Yeah, you don't get fed up with it.
Exactly. It's just fantastic. I have another one by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, but I am going to do that a little bit later. I'm looking okay. right now through all of my stuff. I have one here that I'm going to wait and play towards the end of the show because it's a little bit off color, but it is so cute.
Oh, oh that's
it's not a snowman. So, you know, anticipation, people, anticipation. So there you yeah. go, right? Yeah. I'm going to look for, let's see, I'm going to look for some of the, I've got three or four more, five more requests. So I'm going to look yeah. for those first and start getting those because, oh, there's just so many good songs, you know, and
Definitely.
I, oh, and for our trucking song.
Oh, yes.
I found one. I found one called Santa God, Am I? So while I'm locating my requested songs in this huge list, I'm going to play Santa Got a Semi by Keith Harding.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
That's our trucking song.
Great.
Santa called a meeting of the North Pole Elf. Said, listen here, this year we need a little help. There's been so many good little girls and boys. The sleigh won't hold all those toys. So heat up your hot chocolate thermos mugs. There's a Christmas toy convoy revving up. Santa got a semi flying down the road. Southbound North Pole overload. Got a wreath on the grill. Star on the hood. He's checking off his list, so you better be good. He's got a speaker on the top. Bye-bye, Santa got a semi. Santa called up the state patrol. Said, if you see him coming, boys, let him roll. We got a long night ahead and a big job to do the set. Here for Santa, you can roll on through. But be real careful, don't forget to buckle up, cause there's a whole lot of love in them big old trucks. Santa got a semi flying down the road. Southbound, North Pole overload. Got a wreath on the grill. On the hood, he's checking off his list, so you better be good. He's got a speaker on the top playing jingle bells, red snow flaps on them 18 wheels. Tell me, have you ever seen stealing chrome fly? Beep, beep, bye bye, Santa got a semi. With a star on the hood, you better think twice. Yeah, you better be good, cause Santa got a semi flying down the road. Southbound North Pole overload. Got a wreath on the grill, star on the hood. He's checking off his list, so you better be good. He's got a speaker on the top playing jingle bells, red snow pipes on the 18 wheels. Tell me, have you ever seen stealing comb fly? Beep beep, bye bye, Santa got a semi. Beep beep, bye bye, Santa got a semi.
Santa got a semi. I just heard that and I could not resist. I had to play that. There are some other songs in here I have to play. So, hey, we have another caller. So, as soon as Mike can, who am I speaking to?
This is Carolyn in North Carolina.
Hello.
Hello, Carolyn.
How are
y'all today?
Hey, we're doing good. How are you doing? Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm making it. That's all I can say.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that's what we can hope for, and as long as that's happening, you're good. So don't let that. It's so nice. I think this is the first time you've called into my show, Carolyn, and I love it. Thank you so much.
I called in once before, and I called too late. You were already going off the air.
Is that
Anne with you from the UK?
Yes.
Can I say hi to her?
Bless.
You certainly can, honey. We're all in here together. You just say hi or whatever you want to.
Hi, Anne.
Hello, Carolyn. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for getting me through last night.
Oh, that's no worries. You're welcome, sweetheart.
I was here by myself until 1 o'clock this morning. And then I was up all night with my husband, and then he let me sleep in this morning. I wanted to get up and wish everybody Merry Christmas before it was over with.
You're wishing quite a few people Merry Christmas in here. So that's a good start, sweetie. That's a good start. And speaking of starting, I have another request I want to get in. I think I've got 4 more, 5 more, something. I need to get rolling here. This is a request from Brandon. And Brandon requested If Every Day Was Like Christmas.
That this is the season of cheer. I hear a choir singing sweetly something, and a glow fills my heart. I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. I hear a child telling Santa what to bring, and the smile upon his tiny face is worth more to me than anything. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be.
Isn't that just a fact? If every day was like Christmas, how wonderful would this world be? Because people, sadly, act differently on Christmas than they do the rest of the year, most of the time. The people that are lucky enough to see it and feel it and live it, act like it's Christmas all year round. And that is special, it's beautiful, and it's what I wish for everyone. Because it feels good to yourself, and it's good for everybody around you if you do that. So that's my Christmas wish for this year, is that everybody would be able to act like every day is Christmas towards other people. It would be so wonderful. I'm going to try.
We need, we need more love in the world, Jenny.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't always make it. Hey, you know, there are days where I'm a screaming virago and you do not want to be around me. But thank God they're few and far between. So I'll just keep trying. Hey, you know, there's always room for improvement, and that's a good thing. So we're never where we want or need to be, but trying to get there is what's important. So I have another request from Brandon, and we need to keep in mind that I haven't been able to do my past three shows because the Wi-Fi bombed out on me. So Brandon's requests have kind of been building up in number.
Uh-huh.
That's why there are quite a few from him today. I want to get the requests all done, especially the Christmas requests.
Yep.
So this one is really a special one. It's called Christmas Shoes, and they don't say who does it, but it's a beautiful little song. And feel it in your heart.
Before you play it,
here I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do. And in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes, he was dirty from head to toe. But when it came time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And one or two look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years in the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew that corner
That's okay. We can deal with that. We're used to it.
True.
So, that is such a sad song, but it speaks to love that little boy has for his mama. And we've had a bit of that in the show today, and it's wonderful because I feel that way about my mama too. It's a good thing when your heart holds that kind of love. It's for your mama or another person. It's a good thing. And that kind of love, yes, and that kind of love lets the person you love be themselves. And you accept them for who they are and who they are. And you don't try to change them because you love them the way they
are. You love them the way they are.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is such a special love. And it's a good love, and it's important. So I have another request, and this one's from John. And John requested this when I first started having trouble with the internet, so it's been a couple weeks. It's Greg Lake doing I Believe in Father Christmas.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A day of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir. The peal of a bell on that Christmas tree smell. Eyes full of tinsel and fire.
Awesome, awesome. And if you were anything like me, you grew up with this curiosity to know how other places celebrated Christmas and what. So I grew up, probably from the age of 9, 10, learning about Father Christmas and Saint Nick and the different ways he looked in different countries. And it was really very interesting. It gives you an incredible insight to how widespread the Christmas belief is in this jolly man who loved people and especially children so much that he became a legend everywhere. I mean, how you have to stop and think how phenomenal that is. That it's a little bit different, but he's everywhere. And it's the same personality. They just call him by different names. And he must have been a very special man because, you know, legends are based on reality. So he really must have been a special, special man with a big, big heart. And I love that thought, too. So, hey, you know, believe it or not, up to you, but that's what I think. And Carolyn evidently had to leave us. I know I had already started the song and it just started playing when I heard her say, before you do that, but it was already too late. And
she said you're doing a marvelous job, Jenny. You're doing a great job. She told me to tell you. Yeah.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad she's pleased because she's a very special lady. And she has one of those very big hearts, very generous hearts. And I wish her the best Christmas she can ever find. And as long as she's with her husband, she can have that. It would be better if all the kids would get together and show up at mom's house for supper, bringing a dish, have a potluck Christmas supper. You know, I know that she would love that. She misses her kids.
Oh, yeah.
I know her mom loves that. You know, I just can't be a part of it as often as I would like. But we had one of those when I was up there in October, so I'm good. And here is another request from Brandon. I think I've got two more from Brandon. Yes, and this is one of them. It's another Elvis song. In fact, both of his requests that are left are Elvis songs. And we're okay with that. I like Elvis music.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Of course we are.
And Christmas Day, you know, we can play what we want to. Okay. This one is Elvis singing I'll Be Home on Christmas Day.
On the hills of Georgia, across the plains of Tennessee, seen and I've done most everything that a man can do or see. Be on a train tomorrow. I'd be home on Christmas Day. It's been so many times before she left that candle burn. Oh, too. My soul filled with yearning. I had any sense at all. Just be on my way. Be on a train. Thank you. than my troubled mind. Just be away. I'll be on a train tomorrow. I'll be home Christmas Day. I had a sense of just be.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Brandon, because we got to throw in a little bit of that bluesy stuff. I love that stuff. That's great. And it is so much fun singing blues. Oh, man. I never thought I could until I tried it, and it just suits. I love it. But right now, we're not going to do the blues right now because I've got 10 minutes to really get something cooking here so that you guys can have a fantastic, fantastic Christmas day. Right now, Santa Claus coming in a boogie woogie choo choo train by the track.
Santa Claus is coming in a boogie woogie choo choo
better way. We got toys for the boys and girls all over the place. Got them stacked to the ceiling, got them
Oh, yeah, that just got it cooking, I tell you. Now you know, when you hear trains on Christmas Eve, you know what's going on, right? Just couldn't resist. He had to hop a freight. So there you go.
It gets you moving, Gina. That's for
sure. It does, doesn't it? And we've got another move. And it is by the same group, but, you know, I can't help that. When I fall in love with a song, I just do. This is Rockin' This Christmas by the Traveler.
Oh, lovely.
Hang on your holidays, put up the tree, love to see you shake it in red and green. We'll be rocking this Christmas. We'll be rocking this Christmas. We'll be rocking this Christmas well into New Year's Eve. Turn out the light, call the law. Rockin' this Christmas well into New Year's Eve. Rockin' this Christmas. Rockin' this Christmas. We'll be rockin' this Christmas well into New Year's Eve. Before too long we will be feeling no pain. We'll be flying like a jet-powered aerial plane.
Rockin' this Christmas. You can't help but have a good day when you're playing music like that. And at this point in time, I wish I had scheduled 2 hours for this show because I have so much left. But you know what?
Oh.
For me, music continues throughout the week after Christmas, all the way till New Year's. So, hey guys,
right?
I just might have to coordinate with Shauna and put in another extra show just because I'm going to play all the music. And I don't think that's going to be a problem.
That'd be great, Jenny.
So we are going to fly with it. And right now I need to say thank you, Anne, for sticking with me throughout the whole show. And today it was not difficult. I wish I had scheduled 2 hours. And thanks to Carolyn for calling in because that was so special. I love that. Thank you to everybody that's on chat and we're talking.
And that just was so much fun. Much fun.
Yeah.
So to sing us out, we've got Chuck Berry. And Chuck Berry is going to sing Run, Run, Rudolph. We're going to rock it out.
Okay.
Really?